Hey, it's Kenny. It's September 17th, 2018. This is Blog 31. Welcome back to the blog. And right now I'm looking at the Apple.com website about the new iPhones. So as we see here, there's three new phones, or technically two. There's the iPhone XS, iPhone XS Max, and there's the iPhone XR. I think I'm leaning towards purchasing the iPhone XR. Currently, I have the iPhone 7, and it's been a good phone so far. So let's look at some of the specs here. Okay, so the display. Okay, according to Apple, Liquid Retina introducing the most advanced LCD in the industry. Okay, 6.1 inch, 1792 by 828. Now, it seems it's a little smaller resolution than the iPhone 8 Plus. Not sure what that's going to mean, though, as far as actually looking at the screen. It's one thing to see the specs, but looking at in reality, it's a whole nother thing. So I might look at those in the store just to see how they compare. So overall, it's a bigger screen size when compared to the iPhone 8. And okay, so let's look at some other numbers here. So let's go to the chip here. So I'm on the Apple website. So it's the A12 Bionic, the smartest, most powerful chip in a smartphone, according to Apple. Okay, here, and so it's the A12 chip, and two performance cores tackle heavy computational tasks. Okay. Says here up to 15% faster than the A11 Bionic, and up to 50% lower power usage than the A11 Bionic chip. It's a 4-core GPU, and let's go to the camera here. So let's see what it has to. Let's see what it says about the camera. According to Apple, advanced camera systems say hello to a new era of photography. Okay, has a single camera. So let's go down here, scrolling down on the website so you don't have to. Okay, pictures worth a trillion operations. Okay, let's see here. Okay, so it has a 1.8 wide angle lens, 2x faster sensor, iOS optical image stabilization, 4K video up to 60 frames per second, has a 7MP true depth front camera. So you get those cool selfie portrait shots. Okay, so let's go to some other tech specs here. So if you just go to apple.com, it has a lot of it. Has different finishes, the different colors. So you have like product red, has yellow, white, coral, black, and blue. Just make sure your eyes are not black and blue. The capacity 64, 128, and 256 gigabytes. Okay, so the display is 6.1 inches. Okay, the chip, again, it's the A12 Bionic chip, and it's splash, water, and dust resistant, and it's rated at IP67 with a maximum depth of 1 meter in water up to 30 minutes. Okay, and so that's a little bit about the iPhone XR. I'm looking to purchase it. I might look at it again. I know it's going to be released sometime in October. So I'm going to maybe do a little bit of research and, you know, maybe get the XR, might wait to 2019 to see what Apple has to show us next year. But yeah, also this weekend, I experienced a retreat at the Santiago Retreat Center. It was a men's retreat with Bishop O'Connell from San Gabriel. He's the Archbishop, and I would say it's a powerful experience seeing men's lives touched by the church and the gospel message of Jesus and his church. And it's always good to see and be around other men who's been touched by the church, no matter what their background is, no matter what they've done, no matter where they're going. The church always offers us peace and answers to our questions and any issues we have as far as facing life. The church is always there for us, and God is always there for us. So it was a great experience to see that and being around other men going through life and it's good to be around other men who want to seek truth in this journey of life. But if you're interested in retreats at the Retreat Center here in Orange County, go to SantiagoRetreatCenter.org. Hope you're having a good time wherever you're at. Take care.
Yay!
Yay, that's right. If you are listening on iTunes, don't be afraid to give 5 stars and nothing less. Mm-hmm.